I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Islam is the state religion of Algeria. Middle East Concerns' Daniel Hoffman says believers from a Muslim background like Fudil face difficulty on every front.
When he became a Christian, his family disowned him and they physically destroyed his business. And he's struggling because of his faith to find employment. Sometimes he finds employment and then his employer discovers he's a Christian and he's fired again. So there are times that he is without employment.
Fellow believers help Fudil pay for his living expenses, and then he was charged with receiving illegal donations. Pray Fudil will know the peace of Jesus and his encouragement while facing these ongoing trials.
He was just informed of the verdict of the appeal. The prison sentence has become a suspended prison sentence, but the fine remains, so he will further appeal this sentence.
In Laos, believers know what Jesus meant when he said a person's enemies would come from their own household. More from MNN's Katie Harth.
Earlier this year, a local missionary supported by Christian Aid Mission shared the gospel with Pei, a 52-year-old widow. She grew up worshiping spirits and the gods of her ancestors, but Pei gladly gave her heart to Jesus and began following him. She met secretly with the missionary and other believers for about 5 months to learn and grow in the Lord. Then, Pei started telling family members about her love for Christ, and it cost her. Read the full report at missionnews.org. Laotians like Pei are coming to Christ despite strong cultural walls. Christian radio and Facebook Live presentations are especially effective. Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You can join us here on social media and find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, and TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.